The issue of coalitions, far from uniting political parties to work for South Africa, seem to have created tensions between some of them. Overall, there seems to be an eagerness and willingness to enter discussions, but friction seemed to have taken root in private rooms. During a press briefing on the DA's progress in coalition negotiations, party leader John Steenhuisen emphasized the party's stance.
The FedEx gave us some very, very, very clear guidance over the course of our last federal executive meeting around how we should be proceeding on behalf of the DA in these meetings. And those key principles around making sure that we do not go into any governing coalition, any power sharing, sharing of executive power with either the EFF or the ANC within those councils. We don't want to be in government with either of those parties. We want to be able to set very clearly the alternative. And our first prize, obviously, is to work with those opposition parties. Our mission is to bring the ANC below 50% at a national level, to be able to force the spring of change in South Africa and throw off the yoke of one-party domination. It does not serve the interests of the country.
The DA also addressed the Patriotic Alliance's decision to join forces with their biggest opposition, the ANC.
I note that there's a leader of another party, the PA, who announced yesterday they're going into government with the ANC across the length and breadth of South Africa, including in Johannesburg, which obviously makes the path a lot narrower for the opposition to be able to try and form a bloc there. Quite odd, because yesterday was the first engagement we've been involved with the PA. We certainly did not take positions off the table, but we said, let's start from a principled basis first. Let's agree on what we want to achieve in these municipalities. Let's agree on what those values and principles that's going to guide the coalition. But of course, they wanted to steer it to positions, how many MAKO seats they can get. And when you read the Twitter feed and you read the news interviews today, you can see why. It's all about patronage politics. It's about dispensing jobs. It's about being able to influence who gets which tenders. And that's clearly something the DA does not want to get involved in.
DA Federal Council Chair Helen Zille agreed with Steenhuisen, adding that the PA's leader, Gayton McKenzie's views, weren't a fit with the DA's.
Now, as John said, Gayton McKenzie's been very direct about this. Right from our first discussions at the Results Centre in Tshwane, he said to me, look, forget all of this stuff. What I'm interested in is money and jobs for my people, and that is what we're going after. So he was very direct. And when there is such a bad fit in terms of values, it's obviously not an ideal marriage. And the key lesson that we've learned in the past is that really it is better to be a strong and capable opposition than it is to be in a weak, shaky, ungovernable coalition where the partners do not agree on first principles.
During the EFF's press briefing, leader Julius Malema made it clear that the party was willing to make compromises during the negotiations, but required the discussions to be open and fluid. Malema addressed the stance of newcomer party Action SA's leader Herman Mashaba on not wanting to enter into negotiations or coalitions with them.
We have not moved away from Action SA. The Action SA left us on the table, we're still there. They know where to find us. We have not shut the door for Action SA. The man wants to come, let him come and talk to us. We have no problem. Because we have taken a conscious decision to be extremely patient with Mashaba because he's a political illiterate. So such people you have to take along. You don't be impatient with them. He doesn't know politics yet. So from time to time, he will make those things that he makes, but he's going to realize over a period of time that politics don't work like that. And then you can't, I mean, by virtue of being called commissars in the EFF, commissar means a doctor of society. So when society is sick, you don't become impatient. No, you look after them. So Mashaba is sick politically, so we'll look after him. We will not abandon him. Even in the council, they were going to hold his hand in the opposition benches. If we ultimately go into the opposition benches with him.
Agreeing on core values, principles and policies is one of the fundamentals to devise strong coalition agreements. While the ANC and the EFF have similar stances on certain matters, according to Malema, the parties have been unable to settle on anything.
The negotiations team held two meetings with the ANC and did not establish any consensus on anything because the ANC delegation did not concede to any of the negotiations principles and policies which we believe should form the foundation of any collaboration. Instead, the ANC wanted to rush into discussions discussing power sharing and positioning municipalities before discussing the principle and policies raised by the EFF.
The parties have until next Thursday to finalize coalition deals, but are expected to conclude the talks by the end of this week. For Times Live Podcast, I am Demi Buzo.